Your playing small doesn't serve the world. Marianne Williamson. In this episode, Ella completes the third part of the three-part series entitled, Why Being Overly Humble is Detrimental to Fulfilling Your Soul's Purpose. Last episode, Ella shared how the ego's sense of entitlement leads to suffering, which becomes an acceptable state of victimhood, and how the ego turns that into a moniker of humility. Thank you for tuning in to Your Playing Small Doesn't Serve the World with host, author Ella Shine. Hello, my enchanted beast. How are you? It feels so good to be back in the enchanted forest once again. I have to stop my greeting and show you guys this fabulous shirt. My husband gave it to me last night. The HEA surprised me, and I thought, oh my gosh, he knows what a word nerd girl I am, and this shirt is like word nerd girl porn, right? Can you guys read that? I have arthritis. A painful chronic need to write. There is no cure. I thought, oh, that's very clever, babe. Very clever. So I had to wear it. I told him I would for this episode of Enchanted Beast Podcast. So I have to say, I've not looked at any news in the past 2 weeks. I haven't even talked with my family about what's going on. So I have no commentary at all in regards to that. Mostly, I am just over it. It is so heavy and dense. I cannot put myself out there like that. However, I did watch a Netflix documentary called The Social Dilemma, and I'm not going to go into it all that much just in case you haven't seen it, but holy hell, it scared the bejesus out of me, okay? It had me like literally seriously considering destroying all of my social media accounts, ending all of my email accounts, going off the grid, because it was so freaky. I'm like, let me roll this thing back to 1985 when the worst thing I had to fear was like the DeLorean coming to swoop me up and take me back to the future. So yeah, it was creepy and scary, but very informative. Put me in the mind of 1984, Big Brother's watching, and George Orwell with his kind of prophet-like telling of a society where everything you did, every choice you made, was somehow cataloged and programmed, and algorithms are Big Brother. So do whatever you want to do with that. I do recommend watching it just for information's sake, maybe. But it did send me down quite a rabbit hole. And I was scarcely able to dig myself back up, right? Speaking of rabbit holes, you know who else got sucked down a rabbit hole? Our girl Alice. So we're sticking with this Alice in Wonderland theme, and this may very well be the last episode, but I'll always make references because for some reason Wonderland is just riding me right now. But the last time we spoke of Alice, she had shrank herself down and was able to get through the door, and she expected to be able to enjoy whatever was behind the door. When she gets there, she realizes, damn it, now I'm too small. Right? We talked about the entitlement and how we are always thinking that we deserve whatever it is we want. Our ego. ego feels that way. And Alice is stuck in a dilemma of saying, I'm glad I was small enough to get through here, but now I really want to be big so I can take advantage of what's going on. I think a lot of us find ourselves in a similar situation to Alice. We love being small enough to get the things we want and not having to work very hard for them. We love playing small and being humble enough that people want to give and nurture us and give us those things that they think allow us to maintain our humility. However, we also want to be big enough to take advantage of having access to those things and not lose our credible, humble way of living, right? And so the last episode I asked, can a person be both big and small? And how does that play with or against fulfilling one's soul's purpose? So I found this really cute little blurb from Shel Silverstein's Where the Sidewalk Ends. And it's about Alice. That's why I pulled it. Alice, she drank from a bottle called Drink Me. And she grew so tall. She ate from a plate called Taste Me. And down she shrank so small. And so she changed. While other folks never tried nothing at all. So am I advocating for what Alice did, or am I advocating for what I think Alice should have done? I'm not advocating for either. I'm on this journey with you, bird walking through the enchanted forest, trying to figure shit out. So let's get started. She drank from a bottle called Drink Me. When I first looked at this, I was thinking, that's a weird way to title a bottle. Drink Me? Any sane person's not going to look at a bottle entitled Drink Me and drink it without asking, what are you? What's going to happen when I drink from you? Why would I want to drink me? And then a ginormous bell went off. Why wouldn't I want to drink more of me? My ego asked. Why wouldn't I want to drink more of what makes me, me? The more humble I am, the more love I receive, the more of me that I can be, the more approval I receive, the more me I am, the more people take care. Of course I'm going to drink more of me. It just makes sense to do that. Because even though I am drinking more of me and I am becoming more and more humble, I am still able to grow tall in my stature within the community, within people's perception. I become taller, bigger in my status within my community, within humanity. People look at me and see what I am sacrificing. The more I give of myself, the better my standing within humanity. And I thought, damn it, Lewis Carroll. was on some other shit and maybe we needed to really analyze it. But it dawned on me, and I was thinking, my daughter, my oldest daughter, she's pursuing a degree in critical social thought. So if that tells you anything about her, did you look more closely at that though, mother? I get that a lot. She always talks about how, yes, Martin Luther King Jr. was a wonderful humanitarian. Yes, he was a brilliant scholar. Yes, he gave the ultimate sacrifice, yada, yada, yada. But nobody ever talks about how much of a hoe he was. And I laugh because, yes, he was out there cavorting quite a bit while his beautiful wife and his lovely children were making house and home for him. Yes, Martin had extramarital affairs and no one said anything about it. Again, you know, our President Kennedy, great guy, did great things. Everybody loved him, but he was also a drug addict and he was also a philanderer, cheating on the beautiful Miss Jackie. And nobody talks about that part. So yes, I am going to drink more of what makes me me, what makes me humble, what makes me want to give and serve and yada, yada, yada. And in doing so, I gain this bigger than life status within humanity, which affords me a level of I can do whatever the hell I want and they're only going to look at how humble I am. And I'm good with that. And I can play on that and say, hey, these things come to me not because I ask for them. They come to me not because I am deserving. No, they come to me because I am about the work of giving. I am about making sure others have, even when I sometimes go without. Yes, I have amazing opportunities, but they are not for me. The universe wants me to have these things, conspires to give me what I want, because what I want is to give to others. I don't have to struggle when it comes to having my needs met. And that means I'm doing the right thing. I am on the right path. I am walking the path that was laid out before me. And we eat it up. That's a smorgasbord of right up our alley, right? Let's follow in their footsteps. Let's be more like them. You need to think about how this person is living because they are humble to a fault and everything they do is to benefit someone else. I'm going to call bullshit. Everything they do benefits their ego's entitlement, entitled expectations of being loved, admired, revered, respected, surrounded by people, having its choice of partners. None of what happens is intentioned, right? Is intentioned to be of help and service to others. I am of help and of service to others only so much as so it gets me what I want from other people. But you can't say that, Ella. You don't know people's hearts. I'm going to tell you what I do know. I know for a fact that when a person is drinking from a bottle called Drink Me, pouring more and more of ego into self, and using the ruse of humility they begin to change the way they speak of want, of desires. They begin to express their desires, their wants, in the humblest way known to man. But here's the most important thing they do, which is oftentimes overlooked. They state those desires as syllogisms. Those are conditional things. So here's what I know about true humility. There is no condition, because humility comes from gratitude and love. There are not conditions on gratitude and love. So playing humble, playing small, that's from a place of lacking and fear. Having humility, that's gratitude and love. So let's break this down. If I'm humble, I'm playing small, I'm drinking from the bottle called Drink Me, then this is what I say. I'm embarking on a writing career. And I want to become an international best-selling author, because I want to be a multi-millionaire, but not for me. I want to become a multi-millionaire because it's my soul's desire to establish a space where women and girls can come, find respite from stressful lives, learn skills that will allow them to balance themselves and their communities, create a space where spiritualism is at the center of it all, and nobody has to pay anything to partake of the space that is created. That is why I want to become a best-selling, international, award-winning author who makes millions and millions and millions of dollars. Once I do that, once I'm in that place where I've secured my bag, right? Where I'm in my bag, then I will establish this place, this thing, this wonderful ideal. Y'all, while I was writing my script for this specific episode, please tell me why the universe hijacked my podcast. Why did the universe step down and slap me in my face with a wet fish? I'm having to drink some tea because I'm feeling all kinds of shame right now. And not shame, because shame's a wasted emotion. I'm feeling convicted right now. By the by, if you would like to buy me a cup of tea to soothe my shattered ego and support my podcast, please feel free to do so. I'll leave a link in the description. But y'all, the universe slapped me in my face because what I just shared with you, that syllogism, when I become an international award-winning best-selling author who has procured multiple millions of dollars, then I will be able to fulfill Lilith's vow of raising divine feminine energy by working with young girls and women to engage them creatively. I said that. I've been saying that for 3 years. That has been my big, giant, this is why I'm doing what I do. This is why I am doing the things that I do. It's why I'm writing. It's why I'm promoting these books. It's why I'm yada, 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 y'all. All this time. All this time, I thought I've been about my soul's business. I thought Lilith and I were walking in tandem and I was not driving the boat. Here's what I heard yesterday. Hey, Ella, glad to have your attention. I had to write it down verbatim. Thanks for opening up that big brain of yours, pulling your head out of your ass and finally hearing us. Say what? What's that? Y'all been trying to tell me that I've been doing what? Drinking from the bottle called Drink Me? What? Me? Elishan? The Enchanted Beast herself? What? I earned that sarcasm. I earned that ire. I started this podcast not to have people listen to me, not to have people tune in. I started Enchanted Beast Podcast so that I could have conversations with my beast, so that I could go back and listen to them and see what revelations came to me. And I post them not because I am seeking approval or approbation. At least in the beginning, I wasn't. I posted them because I said, if I'm asking these questions, if I'm having these conversations with my higher self, then maybe somebody else would get something from it as well. Now, how the hell I went from having conversations, recording conversations with myself, to creating promotions, posting promotional items on Instagram, YouTube, you name it, really pimping this thing out. I have no idea. I honestly approach this as another way for me to figure out what the hell I'm doing. And a way to connect with something higher than myself. But like I said, I am seriously just trying to figure shit out. And hear me when I tell you, I stopped writing everything I had planned out for this podcast because apparently I need to work through my own shit. And so that's what I'm doing. I need to figure out what the hell I've been drinking. A lot of people go out to the clubs and they get so wasted, they don't know what was in their cup. I think Jasmine Sullivan has a song, Bitch, Get It Together. That's how I feel right now. I don't know what was in this cup. I've been drinking. I need to figure that out. I need to know what was happening that allowed me to drink from a bottle called Drink Me. For 3 years, I've been guzzling from this bottle. I need to know what happened. was going on, what has been going on around me that made it all right for me to guzzle from Drink Me. I need to reconnect with my soul's vow and purpose. That's the damn truth. Because obviously there's a huge disconnect if I've been drinking from the bottle Drink Me for 3 years. And I of course need to step the hell back and give the wheel back to Lilith. I can't drive the boat and be the boat. It just does not work that way. And y'all, when I tell you my boat is being neglected, it's been neglected. For 3 years, I've been trying to figure out, why is my weight yo-yoing up and down? Why am I feeling good sometimes and horrible other times? What's happening to my boat? Oh, I've been on autopilot. I've been driving my boat and running it into all kinds of shit in the ocean, not taking care of it. Sometimes we have to be broken before we are able to see the beauty of our light reflected in the mirrors of our soul. Pick up Alishan's Broken Souls series, books 1 and 2, wherever you shop for your favorite books. I'm Sprise and Mirrored Souls. Available on Amazon, Nook, iBook, and Kobo. So, what was in my drink? I'm back to words because it's how I process the world. It really is. So, drink. Me. I made kind of an acronym poem, and I have DRINKME GROW TALL. Drink me, grow tall. Drink me, grow tall. Here's what was in the drink. Here's what I've been drinking. Defensiveness, the need to defend or protect against. Defensiveness, reactionary reaction. Opposing social reform, traditionalist, rightist. Y'all, I'm up here trying to transform me, and I'm guzzling down a reactionary spirit that makes me a traditionalist, anti-reform, no progression. I'm drinking introversion, being wholly interested in one's own mental life. Like, I have become so lost in my own head, I can't see what's going on around me. I'm drinking neurotic, neurosis, filled with anxiety, nervousness, phobia, fear, and visceral disturbances. Like, this is a physical thing that's been happening in my body. Heart palpitations, syncope, night sweats, nightmares. All of this shit has been happening. I'm not lying to you. This is not Ella doing her podcast. This is Ella telling you what I've been drinking for 3 years that has kept me away from my soul's business while making me feel like I'm doing something great. Tenderheartedness, having a soft heart, empathetic and benevolent. What's wrong with that, Ella? What's wrong with that? Is my kinder heart goes out to everybody except the beast who needs it. I'm giving that kinder heart, that benevolence, that empathy to everybody else and not the beast who needs it. Manipulation, using what is weakest to one's advantage, taking advantage of. I've been doing that. Like, I didn't see it before, and now I see it. I have been manipulative, not just with myself. I've been manipulative with my HEA. I've been manipulative with my kids and my mom and everybody and their mama. And I didn't even see it until yesterday when I pulled my head out of my ass. Entitlement, hell yeah. I have definitely been entitled. The belief in one being deserving of special treatment and gifts. I'm Ella Shawn. I deserve. When I said that a couple of weeks ago, I was just kind of shooting the shit, trying to set an example. But no, really, I have been drinking more of me and truly believing that I'm entitled to whatever it is I want in this world, in this life. Not my beast, but me. Greed. Wanting more than is needed. What is worked for. I'm borrowing Blake Shelton's finger. I am full of greed. Rage, unadulterated anger and consuming wrath. I can't even tell you. Sometimes I get so mad and nothing's happened. I can simply be sitting somewhere and this ball of rage boils up in me like a cauldron. Why am I feeling this way? Obstinance, sticking to an opinion or purpose in spite of reason or persuasion. Yes, stubbornness. I believe this is how it's supposed to be. And if it's not this way, and even if I logically can recognize it doesn't make sense to even have anything going this way, I still say, this is how I want it. And this is the right way to have it. Willfulness of an immoral act of omission, intentional, deliberate. I have been guilty of this. I have been not guilty. I hate that word. I have intentionally behaved in a way that was not in the best interest of those around me. I have deliberately kept information from people who needed that information because it would not serve my interest. Temptation, the desire to do something wrong or unwise. Oh. I am being laid bare here. Temptation. I won't talk about it, not until I share this with the people who need to be told, but yes, temptation, honey, sugar, honey, iced tea, indeed. Alienation, the experience of being isolated from one's group or activity. I have pulled away from family. I've pulled away from friends, all under the guise of, well, I always say, if it is not for my highest good, then remove it from my life. And look at how many people fell away. Did they though, Ella? Did they fall away from you? Did you push them away? Did you step away from them? Laziness, unwillingness to work or use energy, a state of idleness. I have a limited amount of energy. I call on myself, right? I have lupus and lots of other shit going on. And I say, I'm a spoonie. I have a limited amount of spoons to use throughout the day. And I have to be careful how I spend my energy. And yes, it's true. Physically, it's true, but why, when, how am I only depending on my physical? I've been drinking me, y'all. I have been drinking more and more of me. I'm drunk on me right now. Loneliness, a abandonment, sadness because of lack of friends. And then I have the need, I have the audacity to wallow in the fact that nobody calls me, nobody comes to see me, nobody's checking up on me. I'm so lonely. Then why the hell did you push everybody away? What was going on in these last 3 years that kept me drinking from the bottle called Drink Me? Distractions. That's my word. That's what I'm using here. Distractions. Digital. Spending too much time on social media, worrying about who's liking my pictures and my little, hey, guess what's going on now, statements. Too much time. Emotional. Taking on the emotional stress of others. Life is difficult. And honestly, these past, year and a half with COVID, even prior to that, things have been difficult. At least, I'm not alone in life being difficult. But so much has gone on in my personal life in the last 3 years. And as I guess me, I've taken on responsibility for everybody's emotional well-being except for my own. Spiritual, neglecting my own practices. I had spiritual practices, rituals, things I did to bolster my spiritual connection with Lilith. I neglected them. I didn't even realize I'd been neglecting my spiritual practices, my walk. Timidity, moving in fear, acting small. What the hell do I have to fear? When what's in me, what wants to drive me is infinite. Why am I moving in such small ways? Why am I not being bolder? Why am I not moving in my own boldness? The boldness that comes from walking with my beast. Drunk on Drink Me. Reluctance. Overthinking things and not acting. I have never been a planner. Understand that. I'm a pantser. I'm a pantser as a writer. I'm a pantser as a lifer. I go by the seat of my pants. If it looks good in the moment, it feels good in the moment, I'm going to go with it in the moment. And then I'll see how things shake out. I have found myself writing extensive plans, seeing how things are going to look with 15 different scenarios. Say, what? That's not anything I've ever done when I was in alignment with my beast. More anger, fear of failure, ridicule and abandonment. Anger is simply repressed energy emotion. Dense energy emotion that keeps being stuffed down and not dealt with. Fear of failure. It is repressed fear. I've said this 1,000 times. Fear is the only true emotion we have as human beings. It comes out in a myriad of ways. But it's fear nonetheless, right? So I have a fear of failure. I have a fear of being ridiculed. I have a fear of being abandoned. Do I know where these fears come from? Hell yeah. I thought I dealt with them. I thought I was like moving on and getting shit together. Apparently not. Because when I'm drunk on drinking me, they just bubble up again. Carelessness, inattention to what's happening with me. Inattention to what's happening within me. Inattention to what's happening within me. Because I'm so busy looking at what's happening all around me. I'm so busy paying attention to what's happening with everyone else around me that I no longer have attention for myself and my beast. Tiredness,
physical fatigue based in doing too much. Doing too damn much. DTDM. I am a human being. Why am I out here doing anything? I am designed to be whatever my beast needs me to be. I am not designed to do whatever my ego wants me to do, and yet and still I am out here being a human doing because I've been drinking from a bottle called Drink Me. Intimacy drop. I don't have a goddamn relationship with me. That's intimacy. People get so confused. I was talking with my HEA last night and I was like, yeah, I am lacking intimacy. And he got this crestfallen look on his face. And I said, but it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with our kids. It has nothing to do with the people in my life. Intimacy is the internal relationship I have with myself. Into me, I see. It's not called into you see. I said that to him and he chuckled. He said, well, shit, that makes sense. It's not called into you see. If it was into you see, I'd be like overrun with into you see. I can see into you clearly. I can see into the people around me clearly. I have lost the ability to see into myself, to connect with me internally, the me that is essential, the me that calls herself Lilith. I have lost connection, relation with her. Overwhelmed, focus on what I can't control. Well, why am I focusing on it? I can't do anything to change it. That damn bottle of Drink Me. The ego believes it can bring about change. The ego believes it is capable of controlling shit. Why give attention and focus to what is out of your control, Ella? Not upset. I feel repentant. I feel rebuked. Chastised. You know, when your parents, especially when you love your parents and they love you and they love you like you are meant to be loved, and you go off the rails and they don't yell at you, they don't whip you, they don't punish you, you're not on restriction. For me, it's this. Ella, I love you unconditionally. Nothing you do is ever going to change that. However, I don't recall a time in my life when I have been more disappointed in a person. And I honestly never thought you would be the one to make me feel this way. That's where I am right now. I'm right there, right now. Ella, I love you unconditionally. There is nothing you're ever going to do to change that. However, I cannot recall a time when I have been more disappointed with the person. I honestly didn't think you'd be the person to make me feel this way. I apologize. I apologize to them that are the universe. I apologize to Lilith, who is my better. I apologize to people who have listened to this podcast. I apologize to people who have liked posts of
spiritual empowerment. I apologize to my family, my friends. I apologize to me. And I take full responsibility for my actions, for drinking from the bottle of Drink Me. What else was going on? Negativity. I have been in an environment heavily saturated with dense emotion. There's a lot of shit going on. And there's a lot of negativity taking place. And the last is simply status quo, accepting what is always present as normal, as natural, accepting that negativity within my home is a natural state, accepting that negativity within my family members is a natural state, accepting that dense energy and motion is just par for course of being a human. It's not. Ella, your playing small does not serve the world. I'm starting to put pieces together. Starting to get some understanding, right? While I've been drinking from the bottle called Drink Me, completely drunk off my ass on my own ego, I've only left one source of sustenance for Lilith, a plate called Taste Me. And down she shrank so small. I gave my beast a plate called Taste Me. Taste me, Lilith. Eat of me and see how good I am. Consume my ego and revel in its power. Taste me, Lilith. This is what I'm giving you to eat. This is what I think you need. You need my ego to feed your purpose. I have starved her. She's called on me to relinquish my gifts, to give them to her, to use as she needs and sees fit. And I have said no. Glug, glug. I'm going to use these gifts so that the people can see how humble I am. I'm going to use these gifts for my own purpose. Which is your purpose? As long as you taste me. Eat from this plate. Taste me. This is what happens when our ego grows tall. I couldn't see how it happened. I didn't realize I was drinking from the bottle of Drink Me. I had no idea. Because I didn't realize I was feeding it. I thought I wasn't feeding it. And here's the important bit. The bit I've been missing for the last 2 or 3 years. I don't have to actively feed my ego for it to grow. The ego's kind of like a virus. It can divide and make more of itself, create more of itself, ingest more of itself. It doesn't need me to actively do anything.
it can ingest more of itself from likes on Facebook. It can imbibe more of itself from comments on Instagram. It can divide and multiply millions of times from being followed by someone it admires. And it has absolutely no idea that what is being consumed from the bottle of Drink Me is poisoning the very system it needs to sustain itself. And the poison ego continuously pushes the plate called Taste Me to the higher self. Poisoned ego says, eat of me. When the higher self is starved, it is threatened and threatening. It can't die, but it is changed by experience. That's why it's here, to be changed, to evolve, to grow. It does not consider experiences bad or good. They're just experiences. However, when the ego is pushing its agenda, forcing its will upon the higher self, it does feel threatened. And in return, it becomes threatening. And guess how we experience that? We become anxious. We become afraid. We're concerned. We don't know what's going on. Maybe it leads us to paranoia. Maybe it leads us into some type of psychosis and or neuroses. We experience our higher self threatening us to stop forcing bullshit down its throat through anxiety. It alters. It is altered. When we starve and then force feed our ego to our higher self, it becomes different. It changes. It doesn't consider the change good or bad. It just changes. There is suspicion now. Questioning, mistrust. That comes from fear. The higher self knows nothing of fear, so it gives it back to us. And we become mistrustful. We think everyone's out to get us. We think that there is some kind of conspiracy. And then there's this kind of titillation, interest. What is this flavor of the ego that's dancing on my tongue? Lilith asked. What makes this puny thing think it is something so magnificent that I would want to consume it? It gives it back to us. We become more interested in ourselves. We become more alluring. However, we can't see ourselves, so we find everybody else more interesting. We look for similarities between us and other people, and we find that alluring and interesting. And that makes us vulnerable, enigmatic, confusing, charming.
charming.
I'm eating this thing that has a definite beginning and a definite end, and yet it feels like it is forever. Like it's charmed somehow. I'm going to get that back. I am the enigma. I am charmed. I am enchanted, says the enchanted beast. But when it gives it back to the ego says, I feel very powerful. Like I am magic. I'm enthralling. I am effervescent. People want to be around me. And then there is confusion on the ego's part when people are looking at them like, are you smoking crack? You're not that interesting, dude. Mimicking. This ego is mimicking what it thinks the higher self is. Let me help them understand what I am. Let me help Ella's ego understand exactly what I am, what I'm capable of. She gives it back to me. I'm flat on my ass. I can't figure my up from down, my in from out. I'm trying to understand how I went from riding high to sitting low. How all my shit was lined up and now nothing is panning out. And everything looks good. It looked good. Let me show her. She can't mimic me. I can't be mimicked, is what Lilith has been saying to me. Enthralling. Magnetic and pulling. No, ego, you don't have the power to pull what you want or need to yourself. That's me. I am what is enthralling. I am what is enigmatic. I am what is tantalizing. I am what is altering. I am what is threatening. You, my friend, the only thing you are is mimicking me and not doing a good job. We believe the higher self is dependent upon us. I'm the vessel. You can't do anything, Lilith, without me. Like somewhere in my mind, I got that twisted. I'm the vessel. I'm the boat. If you don't have a boat, you can't go anywhere. And in all honesty, she has shown me time and time again, I don't need your boat, Ella. I want the boat because it's a nice way to travel, but I don't need it. And you keep acting up. You keep falling into the bottle of drink me. You aren't going to be a boat much longer. Because I'm going to destroy the boat. And I say to Lilith, but aren't you vulnerable? Right? Like, aren't you kind of vulnerable to all my crazy? Like, in the physical world? Like, if I don't do what it is you want me to do, then I kind of jack up your whole purpose thing, right? And here it is. The revelation that I had to write down, so I'm going to read it verbatim. All this time, I've been thinking the higher self, my girl Lilith, is invulnerable to the ego and or the physical world, but that doesn't really make sense when I think about it with clarity. The soul takes on flesh to gain experiences and fulfill its purpose, of course. It will be altered by experiences. That's partly why it's here. But she said to me, you have one job as my caretaker. And that stopped me in my tracks. Caretaker. Well, damn. I never thought myself to be a caretaker of my beast. I thought we were partners. I thought she and I were rolling in tandem. No, you drunk bitch. You aren't rolling in tandem with me. You are a caretaker. You've been chosen to take care of something precious, amazing. Just like you were chosen to take care of your children until they were old enough to take care of themselves and become caretakers of their own amazing beast. You are a caretaker. You are not rolling with your homies. I am not your homie. Okay. Okay. What's my job? You are to be a whole, worthy, and obedient vessel for me, your enchanted beast. What? What did you say? I said you are to be a whole. That means you're intact. Not broken, not shattered, not cracked. You are intact, a whole, worthy, worthy. You are not drunk. You're not high on you. Worthy and obedient. You listen when I say, you do what I say, you give me what I need when I tell you I need it. You are to be a whole, worthy, and obedient vessel, a dish, something that carries something, something that holds and protects something. You are to be that for me, Lilith, your enchanted beast. What's that mean exactly? Because apparently I had no idea what I was supposed to be doing. Can you break it down? This is me talking to Lilith yesterday. Yeah, here you go. All your special talents and gifts belong to the beast. All of my gifts, all of my talents, everything about me that makes me a special individual, that belongs to my enchanted beast. My goals and plans don't come before theirs. In fact, you don't make goals and plans, Ella. I already have a plan. But I don't know what, you're not supposed to know what it is. It doesn't belong to you. You don't have goals because goals come with expectations. You don't have those because we're not suffering in this physical space. My plans, my path, my walk. You are a vessel whose sole purpose is to provide transportation. Stop thinking so highly of yourself. You're not even a special boat. You're not even a Maserati. You're not a Bugatti DB5. You're none of that shit. You are just a vessel, an earthen clay vessel. I animate you. I move you. That's me, Lilith told me. You are to never put your wants, your vision, your mission, and or hopes before mine. You don't have those things. Your ego has those things. They don't matter. None of it matters before what I, your enchanted beast, wants. Understand that. Pay attention to what I'm asking you for so that you can give it to me when I ask you for it. Pay attention to the environment you force me to endure. I will not flourish in negativity. I will not flourish in emotional upheaval. I will not flourish in chaos and craziness. Don't put me in that environment. I deserve better than that. Lilith talking to me. Pay attention to the company you keep around me, Ella. I'm not here for bullshit. I am here to be about the plan that the universe and I, that we have come up with for this incarnation. That's all. And you've been entrusted as my caretaker. Stop dealing with fools. Stop dealing with people who don't know their heads from their asses. Stop being around folk who will tear you down and overwhelm you and make you responsible for their bullshit. I am not here for it, Lilith says to me. No thing and no one is more important than me. Not your husband, not your children, not your mom, not your brothers, not your cousins, not your friends, nobody, nothing is more important than your enchanted beast. Honor your beast's needs, and your beast will honor your desires. Okay. Okay. I won't lie, she broke my ass down. She broke me down. I am still going through the pieces. I am still sifting through the rubble of Ella Shawn. Some pieces I may keep, the pieces that I know she needs, the pieces she's shown me she needs. But there's so much stuff that has to be thrown out. Pretty much everything I drank, some of that I can keep, she said, because we'll need it. Pretty much, yeah, everything I've been drinking has to go, though. Save a few things. I realize that I have been forcing my enchanted beast to eat from a plate called Taste Me, and that which she consumed made her play small in a world where she is designed to be big. I drank from a bottle called Drink Me, which made me grow tall. And in this space, I am revered. My status is uplifted. And yet there is not one thing I've done to further the purpose of my beast. My beast playing small does not serve the world. And my ego playing big does not serve my beast. Can a person be both big and small at the same time? And what does that look like in relationship to the soul's purpose? I am a vessel. I am dirt and minerals and water. I am exactly what you said I am. A clay pot. A caretaker. Use me. I notice when my body is not running optimally. I'll notice it from now on. as a sign that I'm ingesting drink meat. Notify my ego when its services are unnecessary. I'll execute what I'm told and nothing more. I'll create space and time to sit and listen to Lilith. I'll take every opportunity to be still, quiet, and breathe. I'll invite harmony to flow in and through all of my bodies. I will objectively gauge what enters my mind, my body, and vicariously, my soul. I will neutralize dense energy frequently within my environment. This is my vow to my enchanted beast. And in response, Lilith says, good, because it's not about your mediocre ass. I will give you excellence through spiritual union with me. I will, through you, create new and higher feminine vibrations in the world. Not only will you hear the call of the feminine collective and answer it, through you, others will do the same. Through our connection, you will learn to approach the physical world with spiritual wisdom. You will note when shifts take place and how to balance them. You will learn to take time to honor your spiritual needs before your egotistical ones. You will meet with others who answer the feminine collective because you need community. You will learn the importance of energizing stones, sound, movement, breath, and stillness. You will narrate stories of empowerment, upliftment, and grace. You will be thankful to those who have gone before you, those who are with you, and those who will come after you, knowing that there is no beginning or end to any of us. You will surrender all of your creativity to me, your enchanted beast. So pay attention. Our higher selves are ginormous deals. Their purpose is huge. What they need from us is huge. No thing about our enchanted beast could ever be considered small, secondary, or back burner shit. They are the biggest thing to happen since anything started happening. Their needs, their purpose, their guidance, their vows. When we allow our egos to force our higher selves into some small corner, it's like seeing baby from Dirty Dancing being forced into the corner by her disappointed dad while everybody else gets a chance to dance and revel in their growth over the summer. Guys, nobody puts our enchanted beast in the corner. We are here to serve the world, to lift vibration and share what we can share with whoever will accept it. Our ego is here for some funk. Sorry. It's another Cinderella story. The one with, oh my God, I can't remember her name now. The Little Wizard of Waverly Place girl. We look at it all the time. Anyway, the ego is here to accomplish petty shit. Ego wants what every person wants. Money, power, sex appeal, and immortality. And if that's what the ego wants, it's never going to get it. Ever. Higher self needs to experience every and all things this physical world has to offer. Stop shying away from experiences. Don't be timid. Give yourself permission to live. Needs to use all innate gifts and talents to reach humanity with its message of raised vibration and higher consciousness. Stop holding back. Stop giving all of yourself to people who can't nor want to appreciate the fullness thereof. It needs the ego to pipe the hell down so it can rise up to its full impressive size and show the hell out in a world of mediocre, egotistical humans. Show them what it is to really be a big-ass player in this game of life. Let them know it has nothing to do with money, fame, or sex appeal. Although, I must readily admit that when I cede control to Lilith, I'm a sexy bitch. I own my sexuality. I own my sensuality. I don't shy away from it. I don't have to have false bravado. No, when Lilith is in 100% control and my ego is in check, I am oozing sexuality, sex appeal, sensual shit happening over here. Why? Another revelation. Because all creativity starts with sexual energy. And when she is in control, I am at my highest level of creativeness, which means I'm at my highest level of sexuality. Hot damn. Well, that concludes this series. How being overly humble is in detriment to your Enchanted Beast purpose being fulfilled. That's it for this episode of Enchanted Beast. It seems Lilith is a sneaky little heifer using my own damn podcast to redirect me. But that's why I love her. That's why I honor her, because she does everything she can to salvage us. To maintain connection with her caregiver. Because she does want, she needs what is best for me. And what is best for me is her. Thank you for taking this journey with me. I send you lots and lots of karuna for growth and prosperity and elevation. This is Elishan, reminding you as always to be brave, to be beautiful, and to stay enchanting. Until next time.